A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2017 issue on Islam. What Would Muhammad Do? Social Justice from a Muslim Perspective, by Afifa Saeed. As a cultural anthropologist, Afifa Saeed has worked for the past 25 years in government and nonprofits on areas of religion and development, educational innovation, social justice, gender inclusion, countering extremism, and integrating cultural context into policy and programming. Afifa is a founder and head of school for Al-Fatih Academy, a nonprofit independent model school in Reston, Virginia, with peace and civic education as its core curriculum. Whosoever witnesses an injustice, he or she must try to fix it with their hands. If they are not able, then with their tongues. If that is also not possible, then in their hearts. They should pray for it to be gone and feel the hurt of its existence. Prophet Muhammad. O you who believe, be standard bearers for justice as witnesses to God, even as against yourselves or your parents or your own kin, whether any be rich or poor. For God can best protect both. Follow not distracting lusts, lest you swerve. And if you distort justice or decline to do justice, verily God is well acquainted with all that you do. Quran. As a Muslim activist, educator, policymaker, and mother, I've been buoyed by social justice as well as pressed to make it a cornerstone of whatever I am engaged in. Besides a calling, it has been a fundamental aspect of my identity, and I continue to explore the many spiritual connections across faith and traditions. I'm told through scriptures and traditions that the poor, oppressed, discriminated, younger and older, unjustly treated, have rights over me and that I am obligated to serve them through my belief in the divine. My faith is not complete unless I do so. In 622, Prophet Muhammad directed his fledgling community to migrate from the bustling big city of Mecca to a smaller northern one called Yathrib, and then later known as Medina. Facing persecution, these early Muslims would make the journey to where they had been assured refuge, accepting that they may never go back again to their homeland. There, basic tenets of the faith he was teaching could be practiced freely while building a model society rooted in principles of social justice. While Mecca had been his birthplace, Muhammad's own conscience and then divine revelations would leave him to question and then stand up to injustices being committed daily in Meccan society. Female infants were buried alive to make room for males considered more desirable. Women were relegated to property status with no rights. Slavery was not only a norm, it was recognized as a necessary institution that kept people in their place. Racism and tribalism, the assertion that there was some inherent value in birthplace, ethnicity, religion, or appearance, made judgment acceptable and kept individuals and families at war with one another. Economic disparity was rampant, with elite families and businessmen imposing untenable conditions in the form of usury and unfair trade practices. And when a man, an orphan himself, named Muhammad, questioned and opposed these injustices by naming them and creating bonds between the underdogs and the underprivileged, those in power and keeping the tribal traditions intact felt threatened. Muhammad and his followers were persecuted for 13 years in Mecca before the migration to Medina. Once in Medina, Muslims gradually built institutions geared toward creating and sustaining a social justice framework for society. American Muslims today learn from this model and glean lessons on how we contribute to and strengthen the work of social justice in our country. This framework included these three elements. Justice and dignity. Muslims are compelled to have a personal relationship with God, whose recurring name is the Most Just. We seek justice, which is a form of dignity, for our own selves. This was the basis of migration. From an unjust existence to Medina, where God's attribute could be practiced in human endeavors. We reject forms of injustice inflicted on us when our dignity is compromised. We also interrogate ourselves about justice in our own lives and our actions toward others. Social responsibility as a way of life. In Medina, Muhammad's teachings became more focused on how tenets were practiced toward the institutionalization of justice. One example is the obligatory zakah, or almsgiving. The very essence of zakah is to ease suffering and build self-sufficiency, but it is also a right the poor have in society. The systematic collection and distribution of zakah supports institutions addressing domestic violence, child neglect, criminal justice, refugee support, and basic education. Every day, actions also count towards ensuring social justice is established. Prophet Muhammad said to pay the laborer before his sweat dries. Be conscious of workers' rights and our responsibility to them. Sanctuary and building community. The first mosque built in Medina served the poor and unprivileged by providing shelter and food for anyone who needed it, as well as refuge for those suffering or threatened in any way. Schools were integrated into these to emphasize the role of education for all, and Prophet Muhammad held daily counsel with citizens of the city to hear and respond to concerns. Divine revelation further ordered that all houses of worship were considered sanctuaries from persecution, unjust treatment, or inhumane conditions. When Medina was built, interfaith relations were prioritized and elevated both through community interaction as well as establishing agreements of rights and freedoms. The Prophet conscientiously paired individuals and families with one another as partners in building the community and, in this manner, crossed lines that had previously separated them. He also ordered all blood feuds from pre-Islamic days be forgotten and forgiveness made a priority. Even though the refugees fleeing Mecca had been the closest companions of the Prophet, he made it clear that all were on equal footing in the new land as far as spiritual work was concerned. Prophet Muhammad's saying about witnessing injustice emphasizes work as imperative and provides options so we have no excuse not to engage. Even being against something in your heart is work. It's an active understanding of why something is wrong, that it must be corrected, and that awareness is the first step. Fundamentally, as Muslims globally strive to live out tenets of the faith in a social justice framework, Muslim Americans are faced with the challenge of engaging more conscientiously with inequality, racism, domestic violence, discrimination within their own communities, as well as building alliances across faith and social justice efforts to address the larger U.S. context.